If you're just tuning in, you're listening to dublab.com. I'm Jasmine Blasco. This is Speak My Language, first Monday of the month. This is my big show for September. I'm very happy to have Zoe McPherson here, who's going to play a live set in a little bit. Right now, you're listening to Black Merlin.
Yeah.
you're just tuning in now, this is Speak My Language. September 2017 is upon us. It's crazy, crazy, crazy warm in LA. If you're here, you know that. I'm super excited. Zoe McPherson is here. It's her first time in LA. She came in from Brussels, I believe. If she didn't come in from Brussels, she'll correct me in a second. And she's about to play a set. You're just tuning in now. This is Speak My Language. I'm the host, Jasmine Blasco. We just heard a set by Zoe McPherson. In a few minutes, Zoe's going to get on the mic with me, and we're going to have a chat about her music and her traveling and her first time in L.A. Right now, I'm playing a record called American Zen by Dedekind Cut on Hospital Prod. Hey Zoe, welcome to LA.
Hi.
So you just got in last night, actually.
Exactly. Last night with a heat wave.
Yeah. And so it's your first time in LA on the hottest day on record, probably.
Yeah, exactly. I picked my day, you know.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. We, of course, here in the Dub Lab studio, it's also the day that the AC decided to break. That's always how it goes. So it's a little sweatier in here than it usually is during my show, anyway. So Zoe, we've been speaking Franglish since you got here, which is one of my favorite things to do, but, where did you grow up? And how come you speak French and English, and what's your story geographically?
Oh, well, it's a bit complicated always, I guess, nowadays, but my mom is Irish and my dad is French. So
yeah,
that's the thing with the Franglish, as you say, but I live in Belgium since like 4 or 5 years now.
That's right. Yeah. You live in Brussels, right?
Yeah, I live in Brussels, but it's still hard to say you live somewhere somehow, I guess, no?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
When you're traveling. Yeah.
And, I've been living in LA for 12 years, and
I now
feel like an Angelino. My mom's American,
wow. My
dad's French, but I, without a doubt, I'm a product of France when it comes right down to it.
Okay.
And I visited Brussels quite a few times, but
cool.
So, speaking of traveling, I don't know if it's related to a current project that you've done, but you've done some recording and traveling in Indonesia.
Yeah,
and
right.
Sort of to start the conversation about your interest in ethnographic recordings and music from all around the world, like what was that trip about? When did you go? Where did you go?
I went exactly last year. I think I'm taking this habit of having this 1 month travel on my own.
Nice.
I didn't do any ethnographic recordings here in the States, but could be interesting.
Not too late. Well, but that's true. It's actually like what would be the sort of something very LA specific to record is kind of a good question.
Yeah.
I
maybe
wonder.
The insects, you know, like even in New York, that those huge insect sounds, you know, like meditation insects. You know?
The vibrating insects. I feel like here you would get, like coyote sounds is what I would think of when I think of something I've only heard in LA.
Okay.
And yeah, big cockroaches.
Right.
Sort of that's, there's definitely that. Yeah.
Okay, the AC, the bloody AC. I thought it was raining all last night because I had this AC super loud.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like really hard rain. And I woke up, I was like, fuck, it's so warm. It's not even rain.
No, that's the background sound of LA in the summer is your AC unit and everybody else's AC unit.
Oh,
that's the deal.
I have to shout to talk to someone.
Yeah. did you, when you were traveling last year, where did you go exactly?
I went to Java, and then I went quickly to Bali. I didn't want to stay there very long, but then I went to Sumba, which is an island a bit closer to Australia, which is kept very traditional since I mean, there's absolutely no tourists at all. So I just had the luck to meet someone who could introduce me to someone. I mean, you know, that's how it works when you travel. And so it was like crazy for me, like the most crazy traveling experience, I guess. Like, yeah, really meeting those tribes. You can really say tribe for once, sleeping in bamboo houses and, you know, with the pigs underneath the food and on top. And then the gods on top, like with really high houses. And
amazing.
Wow, it was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
That sounds like a proper off the grid, no cell phone, no email kind of moment, no?
Oh, well, no, we did have internet, you know?
Sure enough.
Like, we were using this app, you know, for the stars, because since it's the other side of the world, you can use this app. So we downloaded the app there and just checked the stars. Ah, that's this star. I never saw that before. You know, it's interesting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I last time I went to Europe, I wasn't off the grid. I just had my American cell phone, and so I could only check my email and be on social media when I was next to a Wi-Fi thing. And already, that made such a difference to my brain, just in terms of relaxing and having some time to have my own thoughts. I was quite surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, and also you use this, you know, like you have Uber and stuff here, but over there, it's called Gojek, and it's for motorbikes, because everybody's driving with a motorbike. Yeah. So you just have that, and like for $1, €1, whatever, you can just go anywhere super easily. It's great, you know, just get on the back of
right.
the guy, like, it's so cool,
blast around. Nice.
So
let me ask you something. You're trained, or you play jazz drums? I don't know if you're trained as a jazz drummer or how that, what's your background musically? Because I know that right now I heard a lot of different things in your music, but your setup is a sort of a electronic setup at the moment with voice. So I want to know about your background with percussion and stuff like that, and music with percussion.
Yeah, as a kid I played the drums for about 8 years or something, and I was mostly interested in jazz fusion and stuff. So it's like really, I was like all the most polyrhythmical stuff. I was really into it, like this kind of mathematical thing, you know.
Yeah.
But like, because it drove me crazy, like, oh, what's this? You know, I have to get this, you know. Yeah. So.
But that's interesting, because I was in one of the interviews I saw of you online. Yeah, you talked about you wanted to, your thing was to be with Steve Coleman,
pretty much.
It's like super dense, sophisticated music.
It's insane. I think I don't want to do this anymore. Change my mind. Fuck that, you know. Astrology.
Yeah.
Astrology stuff. Yeah.
But Steve Coleman, man. It's when I was in high school in Paris, a friend of mine who's a, you know, like the classic friend you meet when you've been listening to The Doors and listening to California music already. Somebody tells you, you know, John Coltrane sort of opened the doors in terms of the long form improv, and perhaps go and listen to that. And the same guy would like put me on to Steve Coleman. And I remember that a lot of Steve Coleman's music had a lot of also astrological symbols, and there's a lot of symbolism in his, what he's interested in and stuff like that. Yeah,
they're mad, those guys.
Yeah, basically.
But they're cool.
True. Math, but cool.
Yeah.
True.
Well, yeah, apart from that, I just started producing, I don't know, 6 years ago or something like that. It was just an easy way to assemble everything together. But live, I play with a percussionist, which is really nice to have, you know, organic electronics mixed together.
Yeah.
And we're working a lot on this, like, you know, doing residencies, a lot of rehearsals to make this, you know, work out well. And so it all merges well into one, you know.
Oh, so this is the percussionist you're working with is part of this residency that you're doing this year in Brussels?
Not especially.
Ah, okay.
It's like an associated artist, they call it, for 2 years of this place called Buurschouwburg.
Okay.
Which is unpronounceable.
Well,
but it's really nice.
You said Flemish cultural center in Brussels, right?
Yeah, it's like mostly contemporary, you know, music, performance, art, and it's a bit of everything. It's a good reference in Brussels to go to.
Yeah.
I do good parties as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, last time I was in Brussels, I partied way too hard.
All right.
I mean, just, you know, with friends, had a nice good time, but, you know, for very long, like all weekend kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Normal, actually, yeah.
I might do that too here, you know.
You should, yeah. So it sounds like your transition into electronic music also like was at around the time that you started living in Brussels. How did you get to that? Was it sort of about finding a way to make music without a drum kit, or
exactly,
listening to a lot of electronic music? You know,
I guess a bit of both. Just the drum kit was a bit hard to rehearse somewhere, and I just wanted to get out of France again.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was really interested in this like sound design thing, so I started learning. I don't know how. Like, it's easier and easier now to learn online, but still, actually, even 6 years ago, it was fucking hard. I didn't even know where to start. You know. Like, so I just started little by little, getting a bit more gear and more and more and more. And
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
And now I'm like super interested in bloody modular synthesis, is gonna get me.
I can tell you where to go.
I need some cash for this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I started going down the wormhole. So a lot of friends of mine and people that I've played on the show have done stuff with modulars, and I stayed away for a long time because. Yeah. It's very expensive, but it sounds great. And but there's a shop I'll tell you about off the show
that in LA.
You have to go play with stuff that's really really fun.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see that you have some pedals, the Ableton, Arturia gear, and is this is your live setup? How different is your live setup from your kind of like home studio setup? Are there more bells and whistles in the home studio or?
Oh yeah, there's loads of like percussions things and yeah. Well, most of the sounds I record and then I process anyhow. So, yeah, the Ableton I use as a sampler, basically, for those sounds that I recorded before. Yeah, I have a lot more stuff. I'll have a lot more and more. I mean, you know, you produce as well, I guess.
It's it's either that or you're either producing or collecting gear at a certain point.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you have to keep it simple. It's also nice for me to be here in the States and, you know, try to fit everything in the cabin luggage, which works.
Yeah.
You know, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's really the challenge of the contemporary musician can I fit it in a small suitcase without it breaking?
Yeah, totally. I just saw someone check my bag, by the way, at the airport, which is really freaky, isn't it?
Oh, man. We were looking at that. You had the welcome to the U.S. We checked in your bag and we left a note to tell you about it.
Yeah, that's it. Happy birthday. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So it's this big project that you have coming up called String Figures is a collaboration with somebody named Alessandra De Leone, right? Alessandra Leone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the big project you're working on this year. What's the starting point? You had a project that was not under your own name before called Empty Taxi.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the fact that now when you produce and when you perform, it's all under Zoe McPherson. So what? Tell me about this collaboration and this big audiovisual project that you're working on.
Yeah, it's actually big, as you say, indeed. It's a lot of work.
it seems very big, from what you've sent me. Yeah,
yeah, we're working like crazy. We're having like 4-hour Skype meetings and stuff like every fucking week. It's crazy. Alessandra Leon and the whole crew are based in Berlin, and we've been working on this audiovisual album called String Figures. Which is Cat's Cradle, maybe that's another name for it.
Right, yeah, so the kind of game you play when you make shapes with the strings between your fingers.
Yeah, that's it. That's like the concept, the theme. So there's 7 different chapters, which are different tracks and also different visual stories as well. So it's going to be, like the first chapter will be online in 1 week, and then we'll get one by one, you know, out. And also for the live performance, we are working together too on like a, you know, visual and choreography setup with Hen. She's a choreographer, so she'll be performing as well, and Ali on some live visuals on the 20th of October for the premiere, like the live premiere.
And that'll be in Brussels, right?
In Lisbon, Schouwburg.
I have to see. I'm going to be in Brussels on the 15th, so I didn't realize that it's also that's when the premiere is happening.
Yeah.
Let's see if it
changed. In October.
Oh, in October. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm thinking of September.
No,
yeah,
October,
yeah, sorry.
October, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not going back the day.
I'll be back in sunny LA. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. Well, let's see how it goes. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like it's a challenging project and it's super interesting. We're working with, like real live footage. Choreography, as I said, and also motion graphic designs like 3D work, which is also
mega production.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah, it's mega production, but everybody is really working because they're invested in it. You know, it's like we don't have a big budget at all.
Right. Yeah.
So it's more of a, you know, playing with what you have, and so that's why it's also extra work too.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
But it's cool though. It's super rich. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of a lot of what I've seen in Brussels, or sort of, you know, really dynamic small scenes of people that are super motivated.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a show a million years ago in at a place called, what was it, Media Roomte.
Okay.
And they're still around there, but they're, you know, I'm using them as an example because they were an architecture studio, mm-hmm. and yet they hosted electronic music shows. You know?
Yeah, sure.
So that's for like sure. that gave me a good mm-hmm. example of the vibe and back then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me. There's another thing I wanted to ask you about. Right. This is the other thing. You're also involved with a network called Female Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what is that? How, is it a sort of a Brussels-based collective? Is it around music or what?
No, it's not Brussels-based at all. Actually, it's an international network. There's some girls I'm gonna meet in San Francisco, by the way, through this network. It's like, you know, we have this mailing list and. Just write whatever you want, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a collective of producers and DJs and also visual artists, little by little, everything to do with electronics, basically.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's also, how do you say? It's many things. It's political. It's also just helping each other. It's an exchange. It's... Yeah, it's like support towards female electronic artists, basically.
Yeah.
And it's been really interesting to be part of this, like maybe since 4 years or something.
Okay,
Last year, we worked on a project called Rojava,
okay.
which was a compilation that, you know, a lot of us made a special track for this to support a village in Rojava, which is in Kurdistan.
Mm-hmm.
Like a woman's village. And yeah, we were really interested in this, like the PKK, like the guerrilla, the female fighters and stuff. And we just thought we want to do something to support that, you know, like
yeah.
they're fighting ISIS every day. It's fucking crazy what's going on. And,
yeah.
you know, we're there playing electronic music and we kind of want to also engage like this. And that's also why I like this network. We're, you know, also engaged, you know.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
So first time in LA. So far, mm-hmm. you've seen LA at night, and
yeah.
and you've made it to Dublab. So,
yeah.
congratulations. What are your plans? How long are you here for? And are you you're going to be in San Francisco? You said
yeah.
like anything you're that you absolutely want to check out in LA? Or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's this Jurassic Technology Museum. Or
yeah.
whatever it's called. This is what I really want to check. I just checked. It's on Thursday that it's open, so I have to stay until Thursday.
Yeah, but it's really fun. That's a good
yeah.
one. That's super,
yeah.
super fun.
That's the must. Apart from that, just let me know what's going on the next days, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be
yeah.
here.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I want to say for... the Museum of Jurassic Technology is great. There's a few places to go just to get the view. You know, LA is so spread out
mm-hmm.
that you want to go get the view at like Griffith Observatory or
mm-hmm.
somewhere where you can actually get a sense of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And these days we have a great view. There's unfortunately there was a very large fire also over the weekend. So
mm-hmm.
there's a part yeah. of the city that still
yeah,
looks a little,
yeah.
little burned down.
Mm.
Yeah. And well, it's Dublab. So of course the question that's always asked implicitly is what have you been listening to lately?
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah. What have you been listening to lately? Is there anything that's been particularly inspiring to you or anything that's been like a recent discovery or?
Yeah. Well, actually lately I'm listening to a lot of industrial music.
Hell yeah.
But no, I brought some stuff which is totally not industrial, which I really, really like and I want to play if
yeah.
it's possible.
Sure. So yeah, of course. Yeah.
We could put this on.
Yeah. 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 Go ahead. And when Zoe gets back on the mic, I'm going to ask her what she's playing. I'm curious.
Right.
Sweet. Yep.
It's Anna Homler and Steve Moshier.
Okay, sweet. Let's listen to it and then maybe hop on the mic again in a second.
Yeah. Yakuraba Kitchen. Yakuraba Kitchen. Arakuya Nabe.
Hakokeye, Maya Navai, Hakokeye,
listening to Dub Lab, Speak My Language. We're doing a show on Labor Day with Zoe McPherson, playing some music. And I'll be here for another hour, and then Sage Caswell is going to come and play his show. Looking forward to Sage. Always looking forward to seeing him. Looking forward to hearing the music he plays. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. All right.
All right.
So Zoe brought something else to play. What are we about to listen to?
Yeah, we're going to listen to Dances, which is from Rashad Becker.
Oh, yeah,
who's
fantastic.
Who's a fucking great sound designer, very zen guy.
Super cool. Yeah, and super killer.
Yeah,
super killer.
He's amazing. So we're going to listen to a bit of this, yeah.
Nice. Looking forward to it right now on Dublab. We forgot to mention is when is your album coming out?
It will come out in January 2018.
All right. You're an organized person. You're making album release plans for next year. I like
yeah,
that.
Well, I'm saying this, but we'll see.
Right.
Might be earlier or maybe in February.
Okay, cool.
We'll see, but around then.
All right. Sweet. Yeah. Well, send me a copy and I'll play it on the show.
Yeah, with pleasure.
We'll be right back.
طلع سلم هكا بلسانك طلع سلم هكا بلسانك طلع سلم هكا بلسانك.
So what are we playing?
That's Dina, Dina Abdel Wahed.
Okay,
yeah, she's
nice.
She's really good, yeah.
From Tunisia, yeah?
Yeah.
طلع سلم هكا بلسانك طلع سلم هكا بلسانك طلع سلم هكا بلسانك طلع تونس طلع سلم هكا بلسانك
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to dublab.com. My name is Jasmine Blasco. This is Speak My Language. Sage Caswell is going to come in and play in a second. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to play another track after this release on Pan, something I've made.